to the expectation effect. Oh, hi, James from Ingvid. Oh, yeah. We're doing a new segment. It's a book review. These are books that I want to give you that are going to help you learn better so you become effective and efficient at learning. The first book I would like to show you is this one, The Expectation Effect by a guy named David Robertson. Okay, so this book is going to teach us to change our mindset so we can learn well. Because after all, we don't have a lot of time. And if you're going to spend it learning English, you want to make sure you get the most out of your time, right? So I'm going to go over the three main ideas that I thought were important that will help you speed up your learning, but also make it an enjoyable process. Because after all, I know you're here to work hard, but you don't want to feel like it's hard work. And once you use these techniques, we will use them to help us learn English. So by learning English, you'll know they work, but you'll also be able to use them for other things that you want to study. Anyway, enough talk. Let's go to the board. I have three words, but before I go there, I want to show you this thing, The Expectation Effect. That's the book, all right? And I said it's by David Robson. You'll notice that Mr. E seems to be eating his tail. This is an old, old symbol. I like it because I like to think of it as eternal renewal. And what that means is you're forever making yourself better. So it's a cycle that goes up and up. And that's what we really want when we learn skills, that each skill we learn makes us better and better people, in this case, better and better learners. In my opinion, from what I took from the book, there are three main ideas that they try and start with. And the first one I want to talk about is Serena Williams. Now, if you watch tennis, you'll know she's been a champion for a long time. And I can't remember exactly, but I believe before she starts a match, she bounces the ball once, two, three, four, and then she hits. Well, she does that for almost every single match. And there's a guy named Rafael Nadal. He takes a cold shower before he does his matches, every match. Now, when you do something, I want to say the word precursor. I know it's a long word, but you do something before you do something else. So in doing it, like when you go in the shower, you take off your clothes. When you do that, you know, okay, now I'm going to go in the shower. And you do that every time before you start it. We can say it's a ritual. Some people have a ritual of they get up in the morning, they go to the washroom, and pee-pee. Some people get out of bed and go right downstairs and get a special coffee and make coffee. Delicious. Some people say a prayer. I don't know what your ritual is to start your day, but you know that when you're not able to do it, it makes the day harder. Why am I telling you this? Well, a lot of times when you start studying English, you actually just sit down, open the books, and then you go, oh, God, I got to study it so hard. If you think about the rituals I talked about, you do them to wake you up and get you ready. Now, in the book, The Expectation Effect, he talks about people who have rituals, and they know that these rituals are specifically to help them do something, play sports, study, which is what we're doing, you know, or prepare for a hard speech. The ritual helps to get them energized and ready to go. It actually activates their brain to get your brain what we call primed, being ready, to do its best work. I would like you to think about what ritual you can do. When I do this, I'm going to say, rinse and repeat. When we rinse something, we clean it out. So what I'm saying to you is like you want to get ready for English. Maybe what you want to do, and the author does this in his book, he counts out like 60 coffee beans. Exactly. He counts them, smells them, then he gets them ready to make his coffee. He takes his coffee, and he says, now I'm ready to work. That's it. Something simple. It could be you get up in the morning and you say, you sit down before you start your English work and you say, actually, I have a student that says a prayer. You may not be religious, and that's fine. You don't have to. I liked what they were doing because their prayer was to their parents for supporting them so that they had the opportunity to learn English. I mean, I almost cried. I mean, that's like, wow. I just have a donut and a coffee and go, time to work. And this guy stops before his desk, stands there and goes, thank you, parents, for bringing me. And then he says, he sits down and realizes how important the work he's doing and the love he gets from his parents, and it makes him work harder. That's his ritual. Yours could be counting coffee beans, or yours could be quite simply, before you do it, you say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Rinse and repeat means you rinse that brain out, repeat it every time, it becomes a ritual. And you will find, like I have, oh God, I play the Eye of the Tiger before I work out. Yeah, that song. Eye of the Tiger. I'm like, yeah, work out. And the other one, Mortal Kombat. And the fight. Yeah, I know. I don't look like I work out now, but when I did, those two songs, I put them on, I start sweating right away. And I'm like, time to work. So create a ritual. This is one of the things that this book says will help you get your mental state or your mind ready to do the work that you want to do, but to do it as your best self. That's incredible. Cost you nothing. So think about ritual, rinse and repeat, meaning do it again and again. And this is what I was talking about, this cycle right here. In the eternal return is what I call it. Mr. E is eating his tail, which means he eats it, and as he eats it, he becomes new again, and becomes new again, rinse and repeat. But in this case, he becomes bigger and stronger, and so will you. So let's get to the next one. Oh, well, I'm going to go here. I'll do this one first. Sorry, I changed my mind. It happens. Rehearsal. Rehearsal is what you do. It's called a practice, but usually it's done for bands. Like you practice and you want to get good at it before you go and do a show. Or actors, they have a rehearsal, right? And what do? They do the entire show that they're going to show you, but they do it and they don't show you. And you go, well, why would they do that? Well, in rehearsal, imagine if you lived, think about your life. We say there's no rehearsal. You get up and what happens, happens. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. But what if you took the time before you did it, whatever, going to work, what have you, and you thought about it, and some of you going, yeah, James, it's called an agenda. I write it down and I do it. Have you ever noticed when you don't follow the agenda, things don't go as planned? You don't get the results? Well, in the expectation effect, what he talked about is a mental rehearsal, almost like a meditation, where you sit down and you go through, okay, not just the work. This is the cool part. What am I going to be able to do when I can do my English? What? Yeah. 6 months later from now, you've watched this video. Maybe you've bought the book, which would be great. You rehearse. What would I be able to do? Well, I would be able to talk to a native speaker for 5 minutes. Okay. I would travel to different countries because I know English is accepted in many countries. I could go to the school, Harvard, or I could go to Cambridge because I speak English and I wouldn't need help. Heck, I could go to Germany where they take students and they have some classes in English. I could go anywhere. I could get a job. I could try. But not just think, but go through a rehearsal. What would I be in 6 months? Okay, what would I be doing? What would I be doing in 12 months, a year? And then work back from there. How would I be able to talk for 5 minutes? Well, maybe I start at 4 minutes. What would I have to do? Maybe I have to watch programs. Maybe I have to talk to people. Maybe I have to study grammar. Maybe I have to... Through that mental rehearsal, I'm making it longer, but just taking a couple of minutes to see where you would be if you had these skills helps to get your brain, remember the word primed and thinking like that type of person. And in case you think, well, that's just crazy. Can you walk? What? Can you walk? You know, walk. Well, when you were a baby, you would watch your parents walking. And before you tried it, and trust me, you tried it and fell down a lot, you would practice going, they seem to go leg, arm, leg, arm, leg, arm, leg. And you did that. You tried and fell down. Then you would hold on to a wall and try again. But eventually, you learned how to walk. But before you could walk, you did mental rehearsal. Yeah? So in this case, mental rehearsal we want to say is mental practice. And you want to make a picture in your mind of where you will be, what you will do, or as I like to say, these things. When you are there, how would it feel? How will you feel? What would you be able to do? And who is the first person you would tell? If you could use these three things, you would be able to get a mental picture and an idea of what skills and what you will have to be able to do. Of course, you can't speak English perfectly then, but you're preparing your mind, priming it. So ritual for study, and to get to your goal, some mental practice. What does reinforce? Well, okay. We at Ingvid have done a study and we noticed that 90% of you have not signed up. Please sign up for Ingvid. But outside of that, what we've noticed in 2 to 3 months, you stop coming to the site. But we know that it takes 6 months to learn English at least. So you are not reinforcing the belief you need to continue to get the results you want. So to make this mental practice a reality and to make use of the ritual to give it some power, you will need so willpower is the ability to stay with something over time, even if there are difficulties. That's willpower. My favorite guy for willpower is Batman. I actually have this one image in my head burned in. I know people are smiling when I say this. It's from this giant magazine that they did. He's holding himself on a pull-up bar. And he's just staring, sweat coming down. He's staring. It's like 2 hours he's been holding himself. The very definition of willpower. 1,000 times I fall, 1,001 times I get back up. Or as he said, fail, fail, fail again. 1,000 times, I will still succeed. Willpower. We need this. Now, with the expectation effect, we actually have limitless willpower. But before I go that, focus is the other thing we need. It's nice to have willpower, but if you're not focused on a particular objective, in this case, when we do our rehearsal, our mental practice, what is it I want? I want to be able to speak for 5 minutes with a native speaker. Okay, I need that focus to help make that mental practice come true. You put willpower and focus together, we reinforce. It means it gives you the energy to follow through to get to your goal of becoming like a native speaker. You will be so surprised what you can accomplish when you work on your willpower and focus. And why am I saying this is important? Because many people believe, okay, teacher, I can only study for 20 minutes and that's it. This is not true, my friend. In the expectation effect, what they tell us is we can reinforce our willpower and focus. I will actually give you an exercise. I helped you here. I will give you an exercise. When you are studying, for instance, and you're watching one of my videos, one of my many videos, please keep watching. When you're watching it and you're like, this guy talks too fast, I've had enough. Stop for a second, go, I strengthen my willpower. And say, I will watch for another 5 minutes. I don't know how, but I will do it. Do it. You will come to another wall where you go, okay, I'm done. I'm so full. I cannot go more. I will say to you, because you were brave and strong, stay. We are working on willpower and go for at least one more minute and then stop. Today, your head will hurt, but tomorrow you will notice you can go another couple of minutes. You go, what happened? Well, willpower, my friend, is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And with the expectation effect, if you understand and believe it will get stronger, it will get stronger. Because this book is about expectation. What you think will happen if you believe enough. Now, there's a book called The Secret. And some of you go, ah, teacher, like The Secret. No, 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 not The Secret. This book has 40 pages of documents with other scientists doing peer review. Peer review means other scientists looked at it and saw the results and said, yeah, we think this is true. Would I waste your time? I said, we're doing this efficiently and effectively. So I'm giving you a tool. I'm giving you a tool. Ease book review. I'm just a messenger to help you. Now, that thing I told you about study, and then when you think I'm tired, you go, okay, I can do one more minute. Study maybe 2-3 minutes, and then after that, stop. Take a break. You're finished. But it's like lifting a little extra weight. You get a little stronger. And that 3 months will become 6 months, and that dream of speaking for 5 minutes will become not a mental practice or rehearsal, but a reality. And I know you can do it. And when you think about focus, it's the same thing. When you're losing focus, you say, I can't focus on this anymore. Go, I will give myself another minute and try. And then another minute and try, then stop. We don't want to go so far where we keep doing it until we break down and can't do anything anymore. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, okay, I'm going to sound like an alpha bro here. But the Navy SEALs say 40% in the tank. Navy SEALs, if you don't know, are elite American. Okay, sorry, if you're not American or you've had them come to your house and you didn't want them, sorry. I'm just mentioning them because they say it's always like more in the tank, meaning you always have more. So a lot of times you think, I'm done, I can't do any more. They say, just do it one more time. Not five, not 10, one more time. You do it one more time. They said, you did it? Yeah. Can you do it one more time? And you go, okay, I did it. And they go, I thought you were done. They go, oh, I could do it two more times. Absolutely. Yeah. You have more in the tank as well. Now, quick review of this. As I said, effective and efficient. I want you to actually do something with it. Ritual, rinse and repeat. What's your ritual going to be? Will it be you always have a cup of coffee before you start your English studying? Or count the beans? I don't know. Will it be you say a prayer just before you sit down, like, please help me learn, it's so hard. No, something more positive, right? Or maybe you could do like a Green Lantern thing. In blackest day and brightest night, no English shall escape my sight. Comic books, who knows? It's your ritual. Figure out what you want to do to tell yourself, now you can get the eye of the tiger. Now I begin. Okay, cool. Create a ritual. It's yours. Just make sure you do it every time it makes you feel something. Makes your heart beat a little faster, which means you're getting more oxygen through your body and your brain. So when you sit down, you're like, I'm ready to do this. When we're doing this, think about reinforcing our willpower and focus. When you think you've had enough, don't do an extra 30 minutes. Just say to yourself, I can do one more minute, and do it. And then when you finish, you're like, okay, I'm done. You go, I can do one more minute, and then do it, and then stop. Because each time you push on the wall moves a little bit more for you. And you will find this willpower and focus will not be just to learn English. It could be to studying schools to become a doctor, or if you want to become a mechanic, or if you want to play music and get really good at that. You will notice that that power that you're building will grow stronger and make your life bigger and more full. And fuller. More full. Okay. And final one, mental rehearsal. Have you ever just got in a car? Well, it can be fun, but you just go in your car and you just drive. Drive and drive, drive and drive. Sorry, too far. Just drive? No. Most of the time you have a purpose. You want to go somewhere. And when you want to go there, you have a picture of where you're going to go, what you're going to do, who you will do it with. Do this with English. What are you going to use it for? Imagine yourself in England on the beach. No, California, England on the beach. They don't have sun. No, California or something like that, or Australia, okay? On the beach, there are real beaches, okay? Sorry, England. Imagine yourself talking to people talking to you, having a great time, having real conversations, and realizing that it's because you built that willpower, you did your ritual, and now you're here. But before you're there, imagine you're being there now, and it'll happen before you know it. Anyway, my time is up, but before I go, E, book review, what did we say? Dun da da dun da da dun da da dun 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 da da dun da da dun da da dun dun. I want to tell you more about the book, and this is for those of you who've taken the time to come and stay to the end. We always appreciate when you did that. So this is a bonus for you. Why this book is special? David Robson was suffering from depression when he took some medicine, and he started finding out that there were bad effects from the medicine that was supposed to happen to him. But as he was researching, because he's a science writer, he found out that he was actually experiencing some bad effects because that's what he expected. It didn't have to happen that way. And in doing that, he started to look around and say, where else do we have expectations, that is, beliefs, that things are going to be a certain way, but they don't have to be that way? The reason why I chose this book for you guys is because in here, there's a section on learning and intelligence, how we can make ourselves more intelligent because we don't have to accept the expectations of other people, right? So it's not just intelligence, but it's also success in school and other things. And as you're studying, that's what you want. And I thought this would be a great book for you because I read it for myself. I learned so much. There's stuff on aging in here, memory, illness, how to make yourself feel a bit better. And it's not crazy. And I wasn't joking when I said it's not the secret thing. So if you're a secret fan, great. This will actually help you more, in my opinion. But if you're just somebody who wants to improve yourself, period, and be able to use this information to help you learn something that you're here for, which is English, I think this is a great book. That's why we gave this a thumbs up. I hope you will take the time to read it. Okay? Thank you once again, and thank you for staying to the end. You're the reason why we do this. Have a good one.